welcome to the Utopia Project, a little show where we say we like that, we don't like that, let's have a bit of that, let's not have a bit of that. Yeah, I'm Chucky T, and each week I'm joined... No, I said that weird, didn't I? I'm Chucky T, and I'm joined each and every week by... Jay Magic!
Howdy doody.
How you doing, mate?
Not bad, are you bad?
I'm not good. No, I'm good.
You are good.
I'm bad.
Yeah. I'm good. I'm a bad good motherfucker.
Okay. Yeah. And I'm joined each and every week by the permanent champion.
Bosh!
Woo!
That's not...
Look at seeing that, ain't you?
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be a big... That's really anticlimactic.
That was really shit, wasn't it?
I thought it was going to be a big noise.
Your grunt was a bit louder than the...
I thought that was going to come out at the end of it, but it fucking didn't.
Are we celebrating something, mate?
Weirdly, my noise for
not
you was appropriate there.
What happened? I know. That was fucking shit.
Oh, okay.
What happened? Are we celebrating something, mate?
It says celebrate.
Yeah. Celebrate.
Yeah, might be celebrating something. Not as much anymore, because that was shit, that was.
You
fucking
will
hell.
Be. All right.
Let's put that back.
Not in my face.
It won't go.
Hey! Well, yours
what,
was fucking...
What are we celebrating, Jack?
Your bloody birthday!
Yeah!
Woo! You're 108.
Oh, I've got a silver cube in my drink.
There you go.
Yeah. So what's coming up on the show, Jack?
Happy birthday to you. Junkie birthday. Happy birthday to you. He's old as fuck.
Now I understand why you said that you're gonna... You said don't worry about it.
I said don't worry about it.
I'll tidy up.
I'll clear up Saturday.
It's fine.
It sticks to everything.
Yeah.
This is some premium foil, isn't it?
Yeah.
What we got coming up on the show, Jack?
A world record attempt. We've got a lovely little game of Hoogly Googly. And we've got the Thunderdome.
Yeah, we fucking do.
Saying?
I've got an inkling for the Thunderdome because I don't know fuck all about today's show, so I'm just piloting.
Yeah.
I'm controlling the throttle. You've got the fucking...
You steer the ship.
Yeah.
We're telling you which way.
Yeah.
I thought I was going to be fucking great. I thought it was going to go bosh.
Why was mine way better than yours?
I thought there was going to be some sound with it or something.
Some sound. I thought it was...
Yeah, and it didn't even fucking... Dude, look at that. Fucking...
You've done a broke on
How
it.
How much were they?
What, enough? Oh, to be fair, they were... there's a reason they did that, and that's happened.
Yeah.
It's because they... affordable.
Can we get on with the show now?
No. Yeah, go on then.
Yeah? Let's get into the show!
Welcome to Utopia. Please make yourself at home.
It's the only place on earth where you can bitch and moan.
There's something here for everyone to make you feel quite great.
Just as long as we've already let it through our gates.
This is our dreamland, this is Utopia. Yet another little podcast for you. This is our dreamland, this is Utopia. It's where we discuss the little things and make them better for you. This is our dreamland, this is Utopia. You've got a penny,
we'll kick it out for you.
It's a wonderful and magical and positively colourful. It's our cheeky show. By now you know.
The Utopia Project.
So you got any pet peeves, Jack?
No.
Got fives?
No.
You got any pet peeves?
You got any pet peeves?
Yeah, I got a pet peeve.
Yeah.
Yeah, before the show. We discussed, no, no, you do it. I ain't got any.
I got lost with it. I've been blindsided by the foil.
You're panicking a bit.
You've been surprised.
Don't need to panic. It's fine.
Okay. I can make lots of tiny cheese and ham sandwiches with these and take them before my lunch.
Yeah.
Bloody marvellous.
Get out of my drink.
Right. I'm going to tell you something.
Got a pet peeve. I've got shit stuck to me.
Let me tell you something happened. My pet peeve. Right. Let's get the birthday on the side. There we go. So my pet peeve, right, is you know when you go in a shop and you do your best explaining something of what you want, and then they go, I know what you want, not that, and then you go and they convince you this is what you want, and then you get away with something and you're like,
isn't that what you do?
I was about to say, isn't that literally your job?
They come in for suits though. I sell them a suit.
Yeah, but you always go, you don't want that one, you want a more expensive one.
Yeah, but at least it's along the same line, you know. You don't come in for a suit and leave with a roast chicken.
Or a roller skate.
Oh, but yeah. A bit more fun, arguably.
But, I went in there once before you worked there for a waistcoat, and I left with a waistcoat that didn't fit.
What happened then?
He just convinced me I needed it. So I spent an obscene amount of money on it.
Yeah.
And then was like, this don't fit.
Yeah.
So I took it back and swapped it for some shoes. I had a kick off in the end.
And then you went, this ain't a waistcoat.
Yeah. Because they said, no, we can't return that because you got it from the other shop. I went, no, I got it from here. You just went and got it from the other shop. I bought it from you.
Yeah.
And he was like, no.
Well, he sold you somebody else's clothes.
Yeah, and he was like, well, we can't swap it. I was like, you fucking can.
I know you're on about it, and he has done that before.
Yeah.
There's a story. He's like, where's my jacket? And he was like, I've sold it.
Yeah. But in the end,
another member of staff, he was like, where's my jacket that I bought? And he was like, no, that one. He was like, no, that's gone. I've sold it. He resold it, his jacket.
What, is it his personal jacket?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. Yeah, in the end, I had to kick off. I argued with him and made him credit it and give me some shoes.
Yeah, he will if you just push on.
Yeah, yeah. There's the one time I was like, nah, fuck you. I don't want this shit.
Sharp is doing a bit of a lot of like mindfulness at the minute, and they give in if you push them hard enough.
Mm.
You've adopted this, I don't care anymore, fuck off.
And, I wouldn't say I don't care, I'd just say I loathe it. really bad.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm not on about your job. I'm on about just like your sort of like your personality,
your attitude in general.
Your attitude to like, nah, fuck off. I'm not happy.
Yeah,
fuck off.
Yeah, no, same thing.
Yeah,
just fucking loathe it. I was saying that in therapy. Actually, I was like, I just hate everyone so much. I really struggle with people.
You say it with such a smile on your face.
I know, it's really like confusing, isn't it? I think it's a panicky thing. But yeah. Anyway, I'm going to tell you a story.
Have we got a sponsor?
I forgot about our sponsor.
Yeah, sorry, finish your pee.
Yeah, I'm going for peeing.
The foil is set.
So basically, I go in, right. My boss, he was like, you try some of this tinted moisturiser, because I was like, I'm going to get rid of these bags under my eyes. That's about his cream lotion routine. And we had a big conversation about it, and was like, okay, he was like, try this, number 7, it's good. Got it from Boots down there. And tinted moisturiser, he put it on under here, did, and then he got rid of my bags. It looked like I was happy. Like, it was really good. So I was like, I'm going to get some of that. So I was like, I'm going to go in Boots and get some of it. Number 7, that's all I know. So I'll go in. And there's what looks like the boss of all number 7 stands. In the
right.
Like, just real, like, makeup hair. She had this thing on. It looked like she knew everything about makeup ever. Like, she was the...
She was number seven.
She was the 7th. She was, whatever her name was, the 7th. But, like
11 off of Stranger Things.
Yeah, kind of like that, but for makeup and that, she could do that, and a little bit of lipstick could just come out of her nose, and then you'd be like flourished or whatever. But
flourished?
Yeah, yeah. It's good.
Obviously.
Yeah, and I wasn't really. Well, I was. Kind of was. Wasn't. But anyway, so I go in, and I'm like, right, what I need is, I need some of this tinted moisturiser for my bags under here, make me look less like a smacket. And she was like,
well, you tried just not having the smack.
Yeah, but you got to have some enjoyment, haven't you? You can't give it all.
Have something to do.
You can't give it all up.
I live in a quiet city.
That's it. You know, you got to have a fucking little dessert, haven't you? But anyway, so I go in and she says, tinted moisturiser then. She was like, what, like concealer? I'm like, no, that's for girls. I need tinted moisturiser, darling. That's what I mean. But she was like, I don't know what you're on about.
Oh, what the fuck, man?
She was like, we got this. I'm like, that's not it. And she was like, what you need for your bags is one of these, this metal ball bearing mechanism thing. And you roll like that. And she said, you can't stretch your eyes to fall off. So she was like, you got to dab it.
Hold up.
Yeah.
Hold up.
Yeah.
You can't stretch your eyes. I did hear that, right?
You can't stretch your eyes, they'll fall off.
Yeah, but bad. As opposed to
the good one.
The good falling off.
They told him on the training course, the number 7 representative come in and said, you've got a dab around here, because if you pull him, it'll bag you up.
I hate it when you get bagged up.
I don't like it either. That's why I went in there. But anyway, so I went in, and then she was like, yeah, you want this? And it was this tiny little tube. It cost me £10.
Yeah.
I don't know what's in it. But she was like, you've got to roll this day and night. Day and night. And I'll do it some...
24 hours.
I'll do it sometimes, yeah. Sometimes I'll do it midday.
It'll be like his fucking vape. He'd be just licking it.
I do it a lot.
This one tastes like strawberries.
Yeah. I was doing it, and one of them was coming out. I squeezed it, and then it fucking all come out. It looked like I'd been crying because my eyes were moisturised. Now the problem was it wasn't tinted moisturiser, so it's I still looked like I was on smack. Like it didn't get rid of the bags, and I thought, I've got this now, but I've come in for a product and I've left with something that I didn't want.
It's like a bag massage.
You are aware it also doesn't happen immediately.
Yeah, but this tinted moisturiser did, so if I knew where that was, that would have been sold.
Yeah, but it won't.
It's designed to get rid of your bags, as opposed to the tinted moisturiser, it's just to trick
just
people
just covers
into,
them up.
Yeah, trick people into thinking they're...
I'm fine with that, but like, it's the fact she was like, no, I don't know what you're on about, mate. And I'm like, what do you mean? You're number seven. You're number seven. I got it, like, it's told it was here, and she's like, you're talking shit. And I'm like, I'm not. I've had it. I've done it today. Look, you can't see the bags now because I've got it on. But she was still having none of it, and she sold me a tiny tube of water with a ball bearing in it.
Yeah,
so whatever's in that,
a roller skate,
it might work a little bit more after a while, but I kind of really wanted the tinted moisturiser.
Did he also say it might work a little bit more then?
Giving up picking it apart. Is it a
state? Yeah, but I do this, like, I don't have words often, like, not like that, but like, yeah, but like it comes out like water sometimes. It just don't finish off like that. Yeah, sometimes it happens,
it just dribbles out.
What he's trying to say is he's drunk again.
Yeah,
no, I've been drunk in for a little while. But yeah, what I would like is if you know what you want and you go in and you go, can I have that? And they go, yeah.
Yeah.
And that's it. Or, you know, show me a selection of products that I've asked for. I don't want to go in for a push bike and come out with a rubber
duck.
Yeah,
so we'll say in Utopia then there's no upselling.
No upselling.
I don't mind upselling as long as it's upselling what I wanted. And you know what I mean? Like,
so like if you went in, for argument's sake, for
correct selling
a roast chicken.
Yeah.
And they went, we've got a bigger, better roast chicken.
Then fuck yeah, get on that. Yeah,
because it's actually cheaper to buy more roast chicken than you require.
Yeah.
Here's 97.
Yeah. Like if they said to me, yeah, we've got tinted moisturiser, but this one also smells really good, and it fucking makes you loads of money at the same time.
Yeah. Money coins fall out of your eyes.
If it happens like that, I'll go,
that sounds painful, doesn't it?
Okay. Yeah, but they're collecting the bags. Yeah, so
the bags are full of money.
20p. Yeah. Thanks.
That looks painful. I'll get the one that doesn't make it painful. But the point is, I'll go for that because it's an upgrade of what I originally wanted.
Yeah.
Very handsome. But don't. This other thing, I don't think it does help. I really don't. And I'm a bit like, I said to my boss,
I feel like you probably haven't given it enough time.
Look, I've had it for like,
because you don't put moisturiser on, like skin moisturiser.
I have a routine.
Skin moisturiser, yeah.
I have a full routine. I have a wash bag. I have three products I use.
Yeah,
yeah.
But you, when you first put it on, you didn't be like, right, that's it, I look completely different. You didn't, did you?
I was glowing.
No, that's because you're putting fake tan on.
Well,
but like, you didn't. You did it for a couple of weeks, and then you're like, you know what? My skin's in good nick now.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not bad.
People ask me about my skincare routine, and I'm just like, if you just have a good half an hour bulk in the morning,
yeah,
just bulk up a big lump of tar into the sink to the point where you think you might pass out or your head's going to pop off, it does wonders for your skin.
Yeah. Get all the skin.
I find just using an old squeegee to just rub multiple shower gels into your face is pretty good.
Yeah. Do what, like it?
Like nine in ones. No, not them. Sorry, scrunchies.
Nine in one?
You know, scrunchies.
Don't get above two.
Is it a loafer?
I've got five in one.
Is it a loafer?
Yeah, no, a loofah.
Loofah. Them scrunchy things.
What? He's loofah, isn't he?
No, that's loofah. them scrunchy things.
Yeah.
Are they called loofah scrunchies?
No, they're not a loofah. They're like, I know what you mean. They're like,
it's
a,
like someone's
a
got
shower poof.
It's like someone's got a poof. Yeah, that's it. It's like someone's got a net curtain and just wrapped it up.
And it's got a little string you hang it on.
Yeah, yeah.
All the time, yeah.
In a really inappropriate place.
Yeah. I've never used one of them. I just raw dog it.
One of my colleagues said that.
Get all the suds, it's great.
She had to stop using them because she violently caught it on her nipple bar once.
Oh, but that wasn't fun.
No.
Oh, so I managed to fucking
in the throes of the pain, trying to figure out how to untangle it while it's still hurting.
Yeah.
How vigorously was she fucking taking that off? Woodman saw.
To be fair, if you do,
you know what I'm referring to. Yeah. She probably does wash that way.
Yeah.
Hi.
Try to get the skin off as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mad though. But yeah, let's just me exactly.
Well, the thing is,
no mad upselling them.
Yeah, Yeah,
to be fair, to be fair to people, when I go in and try and explain something, usually it's what is in my head.
It's taken you a good 10 minutes to explain that. Yeah. And you could have said, I don't like upselling.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's not about upselling.
When people don't understand the explanation of what I gave for the things that I wanted.
Yeah, I hope they just, when I go in, they just go, yeah, we know what you mean.
So what you're saying about is people that don't understand you.
Yeah, I wish people would understand me more.
That's a long time coming, I'm afraid, mate.
I just feel lonely.
That's going to be a while.
Sometimes, like me and Sean, I'll be walking to work now on a Tuesday, and we have a right laugh, don't we? He came out of his house the other day, he just had a mace.
Oh, yeah, had the training mace.
And I went, that's unnecessary.
Why?
Going to work,
yeah, but by the time you got to work, you knew about it, didn't you?
Yeah, I did a lot of tricks. It was good.
Yeah, it was a 4 kilo weighted training mace.
What are you training for?
For the real mace.
The Battle of Helm's Deep.
It was. It's
the Battle of Bootham Deep.
Yeah. It's a big ball, isn't it? Big ball, like a ball. You've seen one of them. And then the stick.
Is, he just really gets mad when people don't understand what he's explaining.
Yeah, that's pretty explained, though, isn't it?
You know what? You know what a mace is? Yeah, it's one of them.
Yeah, but it's not.
It is.
It's not psyche, though.
It's not dangerous unless you want it to be.
So it's a upside down bowling skittle, then, is what it is, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like, it's like a giant weighted spinning top, isn't it?
It's imagine a cricket ball, black, 4 kilos on a stick. But well, a mace.
And half over the bell bar.
So it's like a big toffee bar apple. Bell.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kind of like
a
that.
A giant chupa chup.
The giant ball
chupa chup. It's really heavy, that.
Yeah. It's 4 kilos heavy. And yeah, but then I did tricks. I was like walking like a pimp with it.
Yeah,
like, to train. There you go, Jack. Hold on, we can do the new thing, Tal.
There you
Hold on. Where have I hidden the fucking button?
Think about it. Go on, you can do
Big iMac. There it is, one of them. Look.
There we go.
It's one of these.
Like training mace.
Yeah. Bye.
Nice.
Yeah, that and a bag of shoes.
He just went there.
Sainsbury's carrier.
Wow.
Yeah. But the issue I've got now is that we kind of messed up the format a little bit and we haven't done a sponsor, and I've got a feeling the sponsor might be quite interesting, but I don't want to run the risk of letting him allow any more words out.
Yeah.
Do I
We can just leave the sponsor if you want to this
week.
Do
you want to crack at the sponsor?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's why I come here. For a bit of
That's what I'm built for.
Yeah, I'm built for. That's what the training mace is for, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Just, you know.
This week, the Jeremy Project is sponsored by training maces.
Yeah. Sponsored, you know. Discount code. That's what it was. You get the fucking power, mate.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Anyway.
Well, do you want to, should we just do a sponsor then?
Yeah, what's the sponsor this week, Jack?
This week, the Utopia Project is brought to you by, birthday themed, Chunky Bollocks.
Chunky Bollocks. Okay, this week, the Utopia Project is sponsored by Chunky Bollocks. And what that is have you ever been in your house and you thought, fucking hell, I could do with a fruit bowl in here? Have you ever seen a fruit bowl? Me too, alright? This is similar, but not. Okay, so fucking hell, where am I going with this?
Do you want to try and save him?
It's a difficult one.
No, it's fine. Chunky Bollocks, okay? Have you ever wanted a fruit bowl in your house, but actually you just wanted a big old sweaty pair of bollocks there? Well, what? You'd never believe this. What we've got for you right now.
You'd never believe it.
Is a pair of Chunky Bollocks bollocks. That can go in your living room, in your kitchen. They can sit in your inner cupboard. They can.
That's probably the best place.
Yeah. Come in a pack of two, stick them on a training mace. 4 kilo, rough weight, you know. So if you want to fucking.
I got 2 kilo bollocks.
Well, you have now. Anyway, so okay. If you want some more decorative fruit bowls in your house, and but you want them to be horrible.
Hey, what are you saying about my bollocks?
They're bollocks. And you want people to not come to your house, then just put them on the table. And then you can also have them as well. And then it also comes with. Not the table. Anyway, so you go to www.chunkybollocks.com/fruitbowl and discount code 5% for 5% off. There you go.
Thanks, mate.
That's all right.
Contrary to the struggle, belief, my bollocks are quite good.
Yeah?
Because they're good for bollocks.
When I have the little snippy snip, I had like a bit of a bollock lift.
Yeah?
They were a bit like old mum bollocks, and now fucking... they've had like, it's like a fucking...
But they've been shushed up?
Yeah, like a fucking tummy tuck for me bollocks.
Wow.
Yeah, but the thing is
like quite a nice neat bag now.
Yeah.
For bollocks, it must be lovely bollocks, on the scale of fruit bowls, probably low on the fruit bowl scale.
Yeah, yeah. You hear that? Yeah. Bollocks, they rate high.
Apples fruits, and pears.
Not so.
Bollocks and hares.
I don't like seeing Chunk's fruit bowl.
No, neither did that kid, I think. No, he did. He was swimming, do you remember?
He had a play with the fruit bowl.
His arm got in that fruit bowl.
Yeah.
Looks like there's a little Nana in there.
That was actually the bit, the fucking... Was it Booper we got our fucking circumcisions at? Was it Booper that did it?
EMI?
EMI, that rings a bell, yeah.
I think
that was just a small
BMI,
nurse.
Baby,
and they do,
because
it's expensive.
Be my baby. I keep pushing that over to you.
No, you can have it. Right, it's your birthday. Right. You take it.
But yeah, small nurse comes in, does a little check beforehand. You don't realise it's happening until you go in.
Don't know what that's about.
Neither do I.
So, nice segue into my peeve.
Yeah,
talking about the swimming experience.
Yeah, yeah.
Fitness guy again now.
Yeah, yeah.
Back doing swims.
Yeah. Now you've recovered from the trauma. Yeah.
Bit of that.
What's your favourite?
What, is that when you're drowning?
To be fair,
lifeguard, help me, please. I've had enough.
There's some I wouldn't mind being saved by.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but
yeah.
But
can you imagine them saving you, and you're like,
just to the side of the pool, going, "It's no good. We'll never get him out of there."
Nah, he's sunk.
There's some young lads that work there, and I'm like, "You ain't saving no one. You ain't saving me. You're 4 years old."
Yeah,
like you wait. As much as a training mace.
Yeah.
You ain't lumping me out of this pool, mate.
Their lifeguard training was, "What's that? Water. What's that? Not water. It'll do."
They don't want lifeguard good training. Job. They want gantry training. Gantry crane training is what they want.
Slide the crane over, get him out again.
Yeah. I've got a little swimming related pet peeve, real fucking niche.
Yeah.
Selecting the right swimming lane.
Yes, when it's laned off.
Yeah, so. Yeah. At the pool I go to, they have three. Sometimes they have four, but they're doubled up. So the first lane is the slow lane.
Yep.
The middle lane is the medium lane.
Medium fast.
The last lane, sometimes it's two separates, but is the fast lane.
So if you're swimming a lot on your fast, going that one.
It doesn't give any guidance as to how that works. Like, I walk in there and I'm like, I'm probably like, you know, if fucking Michael Phelps is in medium swim, then I need to go slow swim.
But it depends
but
on.
Yeah. If someone could, like, it changes every time someone new is added to the pool. I feel like I want to get out and be like, right, everyone.
We need to reassess it.
Because I could go in, like, I often go Monday mornings and it's fucking Granny Club. Do you know what I mean? I'm like, look at you, chumps, in the slow lane.
Yeah.
You're like, I'm fast as fuck. Yeah, I'll be in the fast lane, like, giving it the fucking big legs. I'm just going slow, but in respect to the grannies, I am quick.
Yeah, yeah.
But then, like I say, old Michael Phelps of Birchwood walks in, and he's like, there's no lane for me now, is there? But then I'm stubborn and I'm like, well, I'm in this lane. You'll have to, I don't know, walk along the side now.
Yeah.
Like,
that's a really quick lane, that one.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think it's more to do with... not what the physical appearance of them, but like how quick they're going on the day. Because Michael Phelps could just be doing like leisure swim in the slow lane, but giving it going down Lazy River.
Do you reckon he ever goes swimming just for a bit of downtime, or has he got to do everything at 100 mile an hour?
I think he just stays away from water for the 2% of his life that isn't in it.
I like the idea that his house is underwater.
He lives in Bikini Bottom.
Yeah. He just chills out. Like,
yeah.
He lives in a pineapple under the sea.
But yeah, that's Michael my Phelps. Thing. And like today, I went, and this is
if,
an odd
if,
one.
Or not, or if not, you need the lifeguard to assign people a lane.
Yeah, go right.
Like you, do a length.
Do a length.
Slow. Zone B.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And go for that. But today was an odd experience. So I went in the afternoon and it's quite quiet. So there was a couple of other people in there. I got in the slow lane originally because there was a couple of oldies in there. Some people doing legit, like they had a swimming cap. You know what I mean? Business there.
Yeah.
And so I got in the slow lane and then I was like, it's a bit full. Someone got, everybody got out of the medium lane, and I was just like, there's just five of us in this lane, I'm going in there.
Yeah.
I can swim up and down and not have people in my way, I'm not in the way of other people. And then everyone got out, there's just me in the pool, right? On my own, medium lane. Bloke walks in and goes, I'm getting in that lane with you, mate.
Yeah, cause he likes it.
I spent all my time trying to negotiate like
around
it. Because there's no real overtaking in swimming. No. It's really fucking difficult. And sometimes you just end up like
together.
Like, hello, mate, I'm next to you now.
Yeah, who is stroking each other?
Yeah, oh, I've touched your dick, but we'll try and pretend it didn't happen.
Yeah.
It's the pool noodle.
I'm like going up behind people like, woo!
And then
get the feet together.
Do you know what the arsehole coming? Do you know what the arsehole did?
What? Well, so a bloke or his arsehole?
His arsehole.
Yeah.
Got,
jet fuel.
We got 10 minutes in, and I was like, right, because you're supposed to clockwise around the lane.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, I'm doing my thing. I'm going up and down. Like, yeah. This should be an unwritten rule. There's two of us in here. You go up and down one side, I go up and down the other.
Yeah,
it really matter now.
If you're on your own, go clockwise. But if there's two people, just go up and down. Your pace doesn't match.
That's what the lane is, isn't it?
Yeah. Like, right. You know what he said to me? He went, I think you'd be better off in that lane, mate. Point to the slow lane.
Did he really?
Yeah. And I went,
you drowned him.
I went, no, mate, I was fucking here first.
Yeah, you fuck off in the fast lane. He should have gone in and gone, this one bloke there is in the middle, right? Yeah. I'll probably be faster than him. I'll go in the fast lane.
Yeah, but if he's thought that, like, I was like, we can. Like, it was weird that he got. It's like the urinal sort of situation.
It's like when you're,
you know, someone comes and stands next to you and you're like, there's all them others.
Yeah,
man.
It's like when you're parking in an empty car park and somebody parks next to you.
Yeah.
There's all these spaces and you've parked there.
Well, you got to remember, like the fear you have of the sea, you can't, it's harder to punch a man in water. You're going to have to get dry and go outside if you want to have a fight with him.
No, just piss near him.
Piss near him.
Just piss in the pool. Get in front of him and then start pissing.
Yeah.
Proper crop dust him.
Yeah. Just hold his head underwater until he stops.
Yeah. Well, I wasn't angry because, like, luckily, when we were going swimming, I'm quite chill with it. Yeah.
Did you say no then?
I said, no, mate, you got in here. I just said I was here first.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, and he like huffed and puffed and went in the fast lane. And I was like, if it's that much of an issue,
just go in the fast lane.
We're the only two people in this pool. It's like an Olympic sized swimming pool.
Well, so all the other lanes were
empty. No one was there.
It doesn't get faster. No, do you know what I mean? It's just like it's the same water.
Get in and go, oh, it's too quick for me. This actually.
Yeah.
Well, rubber dingy rapids, bro. Yeah. Off he pop. Like,
yeah.
I have got a solution though.
Yeah, what's that?
Okay, so
shotgun.
Well, he's clogged up with water.
No, yeah.
No, you can't fit a front seat of a car in a pool.
Why don't I take a super soaker with me all the time? Fuck off.
Yeah.
Unlimited ammo, bitch.
Yeah, fill it with petrol.
Yeah, that's necessary.
Well, it stops them, doesn't it? Anyway, fucking stops humans, makes cars go. Opposite reactions. Anyway, so the solution is the first lane.
Okay.
Slow lane, all right?
Yeah.
No time limit, all right? Middle lane, you've got to get up and back. You have sensor on your wrist.
Yeah.
And you have sensor at the end of the pool. Yeah. Okay. So you get up there, let's say. 4 minutes.
This is medium lane,
but you don't want to pressurise people because they can panic and you're in water.
This is going Hunger Games shit, innit?
Yeah.
I know where this is going.
Fast lane? No. Yeah. It's quite nice. Fast lane, it's 30 seconds, okay?
Yeah.
30 seconds to get there to there. So, and if you're not hitting that, then the lifeguard stick man says you've got to go in the other lane.
Yeah.
Because then that means you keep it to a certain pace, you get like a pace timer
at the end of your lane.
That really does fuck me up because I'm not fast enough for the fast lane, but I'm way too quick for the medium lane.
I change it then. Can I have a minute in the fast lane?
Yeah. I could do a length in 40 seconds.
Yeah, but if you're in the middle lane and Michael Phelps is in the fast lane, you are good on the middle lane, aren't you?
Yeah. It really rattles me. I'm like, why have you implemented this system that just bears no relevance to what's going on in it?
Yeah, but I bet they haven't. I bet the people have implemented that.
Well, they don't have a system. What they have is rope.
It's not written down anywhere.
I
bet that's what everybody just does.
Well, I do what I want because I'm fucking rebel and I'm hard. I just walk in tattoos and there's old grannies there on Monday morning like, oh, fuck, who's this bloke?
Oh, that fucking
slug. Hello, ladies!
That fucking sea lion's turned up again.
Oh, it's like a bus club, but you can get a swimming club.
Yeah.
Yeah, get them together.
They're so scared of me, though.
No, really?
One, I'm naked, so I don't blame them. But, two.
You're supposed to wear trunks, you know.
Two. Covered in tattoos. I've just come out.
With Monday little todger
morning,
out.
Monday morning as well, just like, fuck it, like this ogre coming out. Like, hello, ladies. And they're just like, Brenda, we need to get out of here.
Probably the fact it's other people's tattoos, skin that you've peeled off as well. Yeah. That yeah. tends to scare
I've
people.
Got a wetsuit that's just
what
made
time,
out of
what time
Texas
do you go?
Chunky Massacre.
What time do you go?
After the school run, about. It's usually anywhere between 10 and half 10.
What, on Mondays?
Yeah.
Do you have Mondays off?
No, because I do have, no, well, it's usually more towards 10. But, yeah.
Would you not start till dinner or something?
Get sorted, then straight to the shop from there. Get to the shop
fuck
for about 11.
Fucking hell. I wish I had time to fuck about do stuff in the morning.
You do?
Yeah, but don't. Bear in mind, like, because I'm doing the school runs and all that, I'm up at 7:30.
Yeah, yeah.
Take Elsie to school. Take Rudy to nursery.
Yeah.
Then I go past my house about 4 times.
Yeah, yeah.
Then go back swimming. And then go back past my house again to go to work.
Right.
But it is like, it feels like a logistical nightmare, but you're like, 3 hours have gone.
Yeah. I'm buying a fucking road bike on Sunday again, so.
Oh, yeah, we're going to go road bike.
Do you fancy, I've got one for sale if you want one.
Fuck off!
No, I've got one already.
Oh, have you?
Well, you
about
you?
What about you, Uncle Tal?
No, I'm alright. I don't want a bike.
You don't want a bike? Why don't you want to come biking?
Because I'll tip off.
You'll tip off. He'll tip off.
Just tip off it. Yeah.
Just tip off it. He tipped himself off it halfway up Waddle Hill. That was the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life.
I've never heard him call that.
Why don't you want to come biking?
I was just imagining you like sat at a traffic light and then just like it just goes forward.
He doesn't even go sideways. He's like, oh, it's coming again.
It's like that. No, oh no, it's broke.
Come back, because imagine you with a helmet on, your beard like flowing in the wind.
Do we have glasses?
I ain't got time for biking, Jack. I'm a full-time professional Rocket League player now.
Oh, yeah. He's Rocket League man, isn't he?
Yeah.
When he said yesterday, book it, didn't he? And I'm going on Rocket League. And he was like, yeah, I'll come on Rocket League when I'm back. And then he got back and he's like, what are you lying for, Bucky? I'm sat here waiting.
But you do have a Pivo toe, don't you?
Yeah, I have a bit of a peeve about it.
Get something off your chest, mate.
Just quickly, what are we getting rid of for yours?
I kind of like that idea. Mm. Or like, I suppose we can have pools as big as we want in Utopia.
Yeah, yeah. Just and everyone gets their own lane.
Everyone gets their own lane. Do as you fucking please, man.
Do like a rent-a-lane.
And if there's not enough lanes, we'll just make one. Just
make another lane.
A bit wider now.
Dig another pool.
Have a little swim.
Yeah.
Cool. Tal, what are you saying?
Go.
My peeve is managerial staff at a particular potato factory.
Nice.
Yeah. A nondescript,
local potato factory.
Yeah.
So I'll be on my way to work, and I have to walk down the road. It's on my unit is on the same road as what the factory is, and I keep getting yelled at by managerial staff that work at the factory. Like, do you go to the factory? I'm like, no, and they're like, do you want a lift then? And I'm like, no, I'm going to my unit. And they're like, potato? I'm like, no.
Well, they just say potato.
No.
I'm assuming insert name place here.
Yeah, basically. It's just like, I don't work there. And they're just like, oh, I want to see you in my office when we get there. And I'm like, I don't work there.
To be fair, you do yourself a favour if you did two things. One, stop looking like a potato.
Potato.
And two, stop wearing their uniform.
I'm not doing any of that.
I want to print you one of their uniforms.
I look like a different vegetable. It's not a potato.
You've got reprimanded by a job that you don't work at.
Three times. Three different managerial staff.
Now, mate, you'll be fired.
I don't understand what they was having a go at you for.
I don't know either. They're just like there's what I was walking down the side of the road, and he was just like, why are you walking down here? I was like, I'm going to work. And he was just like, I'll see you in the office when you get there. And I was like, I don't work there. I literally don't work wherever it is.
If he doesn't get in or says something like that, I'd be like, oh, we'll do, big boy.
Yeah, I could do, but I mean,
and just go with
him.
Yeah, get a lift, and then go, oh, I've forgotten my key card or whatever, you know, whatever you need.
Like, right,
let him see how far you can get into.
I don't want to go in there. That's the thing.
Laying on this potato conveyor, just going, I've got it wrong.
You've done
it wrong. I'm in the box again.
You've done like a partial shift at this said place, haven't you? You know how horrible it is.
Yeah.
I don't want to go in there.
Yeah, but that's the thing. You don't work there, mate.
You don't
just go in and fuck around. It doesn't mean anything.
I can't believe I blanked my way into this potato it, thank
I've
you.
Got a 12-hour shift now.
Got a fucking sack. Fuming.
No, they're not sacking you. You'll end up working a 12-hour shift.
I'm glad I'm in the union.
You'll come back after a long day and be like, it was fucking hard graft today. And be like, they just wrote me into it. Yeah. You know, I'm fucking working.
See, you're sick of getting told off by other people's bosses.
Yeah, it's just like, it's all the like really pompous managerial stuff. To like, I'm a manager at this place, so I'm... like I've got authority over all you, and it's like
what everybody in the street.
Basically, that's what they're like. It's ridiculous what they're like.
I know there's a bus stop near there as well that takes all the school kids. They're going like, "What are you doing? We aren't even in your uniform. You're in somebody else's uniform. You didn't tell me you were leaving. I'm going to school,
sir. There is a bus that goes straight there as well now. Yeah, so I see all the people go by on the bus that goes straight there, and they're just like, they don't look happy.
No.
I don't want to go in that place.
The other thing is that
just
maybe
go and see how many tapes you can steal, but just in your pockets. Yeah, before anyone
just
realises.
Just walking out with tapes.
You come out with just like your whole hoodie's full of
Jack,
them.
I'm in my work trousers now, probably two.
No, you've got loads of pockets in there. They're knee things, aren't they?
Maybe four then. Can I come in? Because I think I could get... I've carried a lot
should
of rocks
we,
down from Snowden. I reckon I'd steal
a
lot
of tapes. Should we see if we can do like an expose slash... Well, like a special.
What's it called? Fucking...
Horizon.
Yeah.
Panorama, yeah.
Yeah. Let me see if we can just plug our way in and just keep...
Get some tatties.
Yeah.
Do a potato heist. The other thing is, though, that... there could be someone who works there that looks like you that has been getting disciplinary. Like genuinely, like he's facing getting the sack because they think they're you.
But I've not done anything. That's the thing.
Yeah, well, I'll see you in my office. What? I was walking to work.
That doppelganger shit's mad though. It fucking once happened to me. Like honestly, I remember. Right. Hold up. Right.
It once happened to you. Yeah. Like you accidentally lived somebody else's life.
No, alright, let me just explain what's happening. Right. So I went out for my friend's birthday, we're partying, right? Okay, this does tie in. And was in a nightclub, giving it biggins. I go out for fag and then try to get back in.
You go out for fag?
I'm going out for fag. Alright, okay. Leave me language alone. Going out for fag. You know what I'm saying. Yeah. Alright. Anyway, I go out for a fag. I've got to try to come back in. And he goes, you're not coming in here, mate. And I'm like, what are you on about? Like, he's like, we've seen you. You're banned from all these fucking bars around here. And I'm like, I don't think I am. I'm quite a good person.
Your response is, I should be, but I'm not.
Yeah. And his response to me was, no, you're that guy from Grantham going around headbutting people. I
was like,
I'm not.
I wish I was.
One of my friends has come out because it was like a private thing, and he was like, no, he's not the guy from Grantham going around headbutting people. He's just my friend.
He's just got a big head.
Turns out there was a guy going around doing that looked a lot like me.
Yeah.
So I was like, yeah, doppelganger. Get some tatties.
It wasn't a doppelganger when you wasn't allowed to get back into Wahoo, though, was it?
What do you mean?
Do you remember Wahoo, the nightclub?
No.
Yeah, it's the one that was on the corner.
It was Hard Rock Cafe years ago. Then it was... Wahoo, wasn't it?
It wasn't a Hard Rock.
Hard Rock Cafe.
I don't know.
And then it was...
On the corner?
Not Beer Keller. There was the Swampy Jacks. Swampy John's.
On the corner. Not Yahoo.
It was Status Quo or whatever.
Status
Quo Vardis. Yeah, Wahoo it was at the time.
Yeah, it was, wasn't it?
I remember that now.
Night bar thing.
Yeah, yeah.
So we went out with a friend of ours who he'd just broken up with his missus, and he was like, I'm back in the game, boys. Let's go with you, boys, and I'll show you how it's done. And we're in relationships, mate. But, alright, cool, whatever. And we went in, and Sharpie didn't have a lot of money at the time. And to be fair, I didn't have much money either. And so Sharpie was like, well, I'll just fucking mind sweep. And I was like, grim, alright.
Yeah.
But what he did was he found a jug that was like about that much of like a pitcher, about that much left in it, cocktail. And just started mind sweeping into the jug.
Yeah, yeah.
Until he had a full jug of brown liquid.
Wow.
And then we needed to go out for a fag, and he didn't want anyone to minesweep his lovely jug.
Yeah.
So he hid it behind one of the sofas.
Yeah.
Went out, we had a fag, went to go back in, he went, sorry, mate. And he was like, why? He's like, We've seen you be sick in a jug and hiding behind the sofa. We found your sick jug.
That's premium.
He's like,
product. No,
that's lovely juice. Yeah. That's not sick. Lovely
that's
juice.
Fine. I paid for every one of them drinks.
And then we ended up coming to the doorman. We was like, just let us in. We'll show you. He'll drink it.
Wow.
Come on, come with us.
Come look. And he won't have it.
Come look at the lovely juice, mister.
Brown juice.
I'll show you.
Look at it.
Oh.
Hey, you can't
a drink
behave,
from the cup of life.
You can't
keep drinking.
Brown.
You got to drink it all. Don't you keep drinking. Remember what you said.
Why is brown considered not nice colour for things?
Because it looks like pond
brown.
Water.
Chocolate's brown. Coffee's brown.
Yeah, but so if it was water, it was a big sign that water's not right.
Yeah. If the coffee and the water didn't mix... And it was just clear water, but with loads of brown bits at the bottom of it.
It'd be granules, wouldn't it?
Yeah, but you'd be like, someone's put mud in my drink.
Yeah, but if it was chocolate, it'd be fine.
Still, not if they've not mixed.
I think it all depends on what it is. I think it gets bad press for bad
things.
Being
brown, like,
yeah. It's not because it's brown.
It's because you think of things like mud or swamps.
But don't think about that.
I do.
I just think of heavily diluted chocolate.
Think about chocolate or rich nutritious soil or something.
That's my favourite drink.
Yeah, it's nutritious.
I get it from Iceland.
It's nutritious for plants, not you.
Yeah, but plants make us live, don't they? Bees and that.
Bees and that.
Is there any more for this section before we have a break?
No, I think we're good. But
do you want
just quickly, my favourite mind sweep I've ever seen you do, and I genuinely it was very good. You full on Derren Browned them. I watched a woman,
was
a bar staff, pour a chalice.
I vaguely remember this.
She was Nottingham,
yeah,
wasn't it?
Yeah. She poured it was a really long bar. She poured a chalice of Stella, and literally she was like, you could tell she was like, right, I'll let that settle. I'll go sort something else out. I'll come back and finish that off. Because it was like, you pour 3/4 of it, and then you just top it off, don't you? She'd poured it. You could tell she was like, right, I saw that. Yeah, saw that. She walks off down the bar, and he just walks over and goes... And just off he goes. And I was stood there waiting for a drink. And she thought it was me for a split second. And I was like, what? And I just like pleaded ignorance to it. Yeah. And she was like... I think we pretty much convinced her she was going mad.
Did it.
Yeah. You gaslit her. Yeah. You gaslit her, Margaret.
Yeah, because she come back and she went to get it and she was like, and you can see she was like, I'm fucking sure I just did that. And then she obviously looked at me and I was like, what's that? And she was like, you could tell she was like, he's fucking nicked it.
Yeah.
And then I was like, If I'd nicked a pint, why would I be waiting for a drink?
You know,
and then she just got another glass out and started pouring it again. And I was like, you was like off gone. Yeah. Like, I was half drunk.
The weird thing I'm noticing is the pattern I'm seeing across these things is turning up, doing summer, and then just Homer Simpson in the background and leaving the carnage. So just letting someone else take the blame. Yeah, like lobbing that bloke's at, and then it is your fault.
Yeah.
I ran away.
And then you stand there at a distance like...
The issue you had with the running away with that at the Christmas thing was the fact that you came back within about 5 seconds.
Yeah, to see what the reaction was.
Yeah, but then no one knew that you'd left.
I did.
I did.
I went away, I turned around, and then I couldn't see what was happening, so I come back to see.
All good?
Not bad. Yeah. So we're getting rid of people... managerial staff who have a go at people who aren't their staff.
Yeah.
Get them gone. We're going to get them tatty cam. Me and you, Tal.
It's just the attitude of that sort of level of staff.
Well, should we just say in general, knobhead managers?
Yeah, basically.
You call the documentary Potato Unleashed.
Potato.
Yeah. Inside the potato factory.
All good?
All good.
Yeah, swimmer lanes are sorted.
Yeah.
We're fucking on it tonight, boys.
Yeah.
Bosh.
Smashing out of the park.
Right, we'll see you in a bit.
In a bit. Chill a bit.
Utopia Project.
Hello, everybody. You look worse than me in the bath. Why don't you buy yourself a nice T-shirt? Jack, can they buy a nice T-shirt from our website?
Yeah, they can buy T-shirts, they can buy hoodies, they can buy balaclavas, they can buy kimonos. I think they've even got a rocket-shaped outfit. yeah, all sorts of stuff.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All with the Utopian Planet logo smoshed right on the front of them.
Yeah, yeah. I love smoshing my logo on stuff.
I do as
big
well.
Big smosh, yeah. Get a wash. We also do shapes.
Yeah?
That one.
Yeah. Triangle, yeah. Circle. Yeah.
I'll do that one. Love.
Yay. Yeah, and we would love you if you bought our merch. We don't have kimonos, we don't have balaclavas, but we can get them, I guess. But we do have T-shirts and hoodies and all that with some slogans on it and some logos and all that jazz.
Yeah.
Just for a few quid. And you support the podcast. So why don't you stop looking like a big bag of shit and buy a decent T-shirt?
Oh, we're doing ones with slogans now.
Slogans.
Yeah. Slogans.
Yeah. Slogans. Yeah.
Oh,
sick.
Gotcha.
Yeah, like gotcha.
Oh,
get
sick.
Yourself a gotcha T-shirt. Self one of them.
Yeah.
Oh, a chameleon, innit? You big horrible cunt. Get a fucking T-shirt.
Ugh. Yeah.
Prick.
Utopia Project.
In the game zone.
Game zone.
Game zone.
Game zone.
Game zone.
Game zone.
I'm gonna play a game of Hoogly Googly for my birthday.
Birthday Hoogly Googly.
Yeah.
All right. Let's Google it.
How do we play it?
We play Hoogly Googly. Right, I think should do it as buzz in.
Yeah?
So we'll bring up a picture, you buzz in, you guess what it is. If you guess incorrect, the other person can have a go. If you guess incorrect, we move to picture number two. You get two more goes each, and then if you don't get on that go, it's no point. We'll show you what it is.
Okay. Buzzer we got.
Oh, so if you want to use buzzer, bring in the screen up there.
It's up to you. If you want,
she'll be able to drag it in and we can see it.
Yeah. If you want to
look at there, Toby, look at our screen.
Yeah.
There you go, mate.
And do you want to bring it up there?
What's the buzzers? What's the buzzers?
Which one do you want? Buzzer one or?
I've only got on here buzzer one.
Do you want to bring up the little screen or do you want the big screen?
Big screen would be all right, won't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you want buzzers or do you want to just say your name? Okay. So Chunk goes. And Sharpie goes, right. So we've got, I keep forgetting, so ding-a-ling-a-ling and buzz.
I did with Elliot at work, we did a quiz, and we said to buzz in, we just screamed. Yeah, we're like, and then I said the answer.
Yeah. Can we have picture number one, please? That was buzz, that was. Same.
Oh, I don't know.
Can you get
it? I know
it! I know it.
I'm going to have to push you for an answer.
I just buzzed out. Is it?
Five.
Stewie Griffin?
No. Sharpie, would you like to go?
I know. You want some sweeties?
No.
It is.
It's no, not.
But that ain't a guess.
It's not.
For the record.
So who do you think that is?
I could say who it is, but...
Yeah, it's... Morty off of Rick and Morty.
Incorrect.
Oh.
Next picture, please. Next slide, please. Buzz.
Oh, Yvonne of the Yukon.
Correct.
Yay.
Yvonne
of the Yukon. Frozen for hundreds of years.
Again, actually,
would you like to see the full picture?
Yeah. There he is.
Yvonne of the Yukon.
Sharing his great big batty.
would have never got that in a million years.
Can we have picture number four, please?
Ooh, Fingers on buzzers.
What is that?
Oh, that is me.
Correct!
That's an old picture of me when I look like a bit butch lesbian.
Let's have a load of full
picture. Go straight to the full picture.
My fucking so big six old is bulbous that. Head anywhere.
There's three pictures for each, though.
That's nice.
That's the second picture.
Oh, I remember that. That's when we were
that's
doing
that picture
before I lost all that weight.
You got Les Batters bitching.
That was off of...
It was photo boom.
It was Max photo boom and it bends all your face and shit.
I want a guest.
Next picture, please.
Is it me again?
What is that?
I know.
Is that Michael Jackson?
No, it's not.
That is not.
Oh, do you know it?
No.
You've missed out. I know it is.
Tracy Beaker, isn't it?
It's fucking Tracy Beaker.
Two words.
Bog off.
From Tracy Beaker.
Bog off.
Bog off. My mum's going to come
number
get
two.
Me.
Can I have a word, please, Tracy? Yeah. How about two? Bog off.
It's Tracy Beaker.
Is she fit now?
I don't know.
This is a series where she comes back as a care worker. She's got all straight hair and she's a bit sexy.
Yeah.
Right, there we go. Next slide, please, Tal. Where's that?
Oh, I know what that is.
Sharpie, you buzzing first.
Oh, well, it's a Mario hat, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is it on you? Don Chunk.
Me dressed as Mario.
It's Chunk dressed as Mario.
Where have you pulled these out of the fucking archives?
Yeah.
Oh dear.
If you notice on that photo though, I had my full original tooth.
Yeah. No, that was broken. That
was it.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh
no, that is full, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is that full?
No, just minging.
I think
that is full tooth.
Plumber's fucking overalls.
Oh, it was legit Mario. It was quite cool, to be fair, at the time, but I wasn't 18. So,
nice.
Yeah. I didn't have them eyes, though. Them eyes have been installed since.
Next picture, please, Sal. What is that?
Oh, just one clingling.
So fucking Arthur, isn't it?
It's
not even a Google.
It's a simple message.
There's not even an eye. He knows that arm a fucking mile off. Oh, Telly's as well, Tal.
Telly Tal.
That's number two.
He's already got Hoogle eyes, hasn't he, really?
It's a very easy game, this one. We're going to fly over it.
Here it comes from the heart.
Believe in yourself.
Sharpie is winning. 3-2.
I don't want him to win.
Next slide, please, Tal. Is that?
Not the fork. It sort of looks like... There's not even a Hoogle eye in there.
No.
Fucking, is it the Hulk with Chunk's face on it?
Incorrect.
That's what was going to be my guess. Is it just the Hulk?
No, incorrect. Next picture, please.
It's too conditioned. Oh.
Buzz in.
Shrek Hulk.
That is
Shrunk.
Sexy Shrek is what that is.
Where's the Hulk? There they are.
Sexy Shrek. This is a very swift game. I think this is the final one, isn't it? Is it final? Yeah, last three. So final one. It is all to play for because it's 3-3. Can we have the picture, please, Tal? That's a buzz.
That's me again.
the correct.
With the infamous David Beckham bowl cut.
You got Rooney's haircut.
That is Chunk.
Oh, I've got the old school fucking Spurs shirt on,
mate. Yeah. That's a back in the
look
day
at
Chunk. Googly eye Chunk.
It's David Beckham, look. Holstein.
The thing is, give it 6 or 7 more years, and that's Rooney, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Can we get a modern day version of that pose? Yeah.
You had the fucking 70s Christmas decks as well.
Yeah, yeah, man. We love tinsel, man.
Yeah,
fucking
boy.
Banging.
Tinsel tickler.
Smells like tasty.
Oh, well, that was a nice
That was a quick
one.
Game of
yeah,
Hoogly Googly.
Can't wait to edit it all out.
With lots of pictures of you. They're all off your Facebook, mate.
Are they on my Facebook?
They're all off your Facebook. Every single one. And Chunk wins the birthday one with 4-3. It was a close game.
How easy it is to steal someone's identity.
Yeah. Put some googly eyes on them. Can I have £1 million, please? This is a baby picture of David Beckham. Right.
Just
shall we go
with
four?
David Beckham, can I have my money?
Do we get rid of the screen now? Do we need to get rid of the screen?
Yeah, we need to go into Record Breakers.
Oh, that's the little one.
There we go. Are we doing Record Breakers in here?
Yeah.
Have you got the theme for Record Breakers, or...?
See if it works. Yeah, there we go.
Yeah.
First time.
Record Breakers! Yeah. Here you go.
Oh, I'm not a fucking bag of doom.
Yeah,
you're the tallest,
the smallest. Yeah. Sharpie bought some stuff for us to do a record on. You always win if you're the fastest,
the slowest. If you really go, then you're a record breaker.
Thank you. You're a record breaker. No, you can't get involved in this, you just have to take it.
You're in the middle, you're birthday boy, man. Tell you what, actually, no, there is someone else in here. You can have these ones. You can have the big
ones. They're the crap ones.
No, the big ones.
You can celebrate them at the end.
There's one for you, and there's one for Tal.
Kevin, it's an explosive.
Should we get these out?
It's just a fucked up glue stick, isn't it?
It's a terrible Pritt stick.
So what's this record?
Tal, would you like to tell them about the record?
Do you want to get the
We've got it on the screen here if you want, if you can see that.
Yeah, make it a bit bigger, mate, if you can. Big iMac, there we go.
Are we allowed the strings out, Jack, or...?
I assume so. Do you know what the rules are, Tal?
Should be alright.
Yeah, so the world record is... The most party poppers popped in 30 seconds by a team of two is 51. And was achieved by Luke Roberts and Jessica Timmis, both UK and Watford UK, on 4th of August 2018.
Does it have to be one at a time, Tal?
No, it'll be simultaneously.
Just as many as you go, surely.
You've got to get...
Surely you can do like three at a time.
I don't think you can prep. I think they're just there.
Well, no, you got
what, is it in a time?
It's 30 seconds.
30 seconds.
Right, are you going to... Do you want me to get the timer up then?
Yeah.
Are you doing multiple ones at a time then?
Or no, I'm just going to grab and go.
Yeah.
I'll have to... Post edit some bits and bobs, but
maybe don't just fire it at your mic.
They had a little technique for it. I think the reason it's done in a team is because one of them held them and the other one fired them. But obviously,
that seems way harder.
Yeah, I'm gonna let you guys do what you think's best. They only practiced for a month to beat this record, guys.
For a month.
For a month.
Can we pull the strings out?
That's nearly as much time as you've put in on Rocky League, Dan, isn't it?
Yeah, nearly.
I've
this week.
Can we put? Are we allowed to?
A month's worth of work in this week.
Right, let's prep this and pull some strings out.
30 seconds is going to go quick, though. Are you allowed to do that, though, mate?
Well, Sharpie's already done it, so.
I did ask.
There doesn't seem to be any rule. It's just getting 51 popped within 30 seconds.
Can you not go too close to my fucking face?
No.
Because that's not part of the record, is it?
Well, this is what I said to Sharpie. Sharpie, do him in his direction,
just
not
do him
in
here.
His face.
Do him here. Towards this bit. Not my face, please.
This has been a conversation.
Because I will hurt a bitch.
I thought it'd be a surprise. Doing your face.
It's surprisingly worrying.
How many have you got, Jack?
So what's the record then? Are we going to have
52?
Are you going to try and keep count of how many they've done, Tal? And I'll
well,
give you another timer.
There'll be a certain amount of popped, won't there, at the end?
Yes, so you have to stop when I say stop. All right? Yes.
How many's in here? 15. So about 2, 30, so 60.
I was going to say, have you not even bought enough to beat the record?
I bought all of Poundland.
How much did that cost you, mate? From Poundland?
Money.
Pound.
I can't remember.
Five.
Couple quid.
Three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine.
Well,
10,
done,
11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 15
Jack,
16, 16 17, 18, 19,
then.
20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 30. So you should have 30 there.
Yeah. Hang on, Bosh.
Are you ready to go?
No.
Away.
I'm not failing another record again. Got a fucking... Right.
Yeah. Remember to stack up your...
I'm hoping the button I've got for the timer works, but we'll see.
Do you want to double check it on your phone?
But the sound might go wrong. You don't want them in front of you?
Yeah, I think you want them spread as well so you can grab them quickly.
Right, you ready, boys?
Drink.
Yeah, go. Stay hydrated.
We've got enough for one attempt at this, so we need a good attempt. Come on, boys.
Yeah. Why do you haven't built like a utility belt, Jack?
Yeah.
Like the pacifier. Yeah,
dumb.
Can you do two at a time, or has it got to be one at a go?
I think
it's
one
a team
at a
of
time.
Two.
Team of two.
Just says team
you
of
can
two.
Do fire two if you want.
Well, should we say just one at a time? I think it's sensible to stick to rules.
Yeah.
You've got to do one at a time. Sharpie.
What? Yeah.
One at a time.
Yeah.
Yeah?
One at a time.
You start when he says go. You stop.
Do you
as soon
just
as he
tell
says
to
stop.
Count me and then you count Jack or something?
No, just stack up your empty
no,
things.
No, don't. You can discard your empties.
Okay.
We'll just count up. And we can always go back on the video.
I've moved my mic out of the way, so.
Yeah.
Are we ready?
Are you ready?
Hang on.
You start with one in hand?
It doesn't seem to be
really any
rules, I don't
so.
Think you can,
no.
But it doesn't seem to be many rules.
Put it down,
shall
we? Put it down.
We could do all this in 30 seconds. If we both do this in 30 seconds, it's done. We win.
That's how everything works, though, isn't it? Like, if we do this, then we've done it.
Yeah. In it? 30 seconds? That's like 100 seconds.
When a client comes in the shop, I'll just go, right, if we do this, it'll be done.
It's done. I'm going to start selling suits like that, man. Right, just give it a money, it's done.
Right, are we ready? Have we got timers?
I'm on the timers. Yeah. Tal's just monitoring.
Whoa, I wonder how hard
right,
that is.
So I'll right. count it down and it's on. When I say go, it'll be 3, 2, 1, go, all right?
Don't touch him till he says go.
Oh, I'm so anxious.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1, go.
Bosch. Bosch.
I'm really worried. Ow! Fucking hell. 10 seconds gone, boys. It stinks in there.
Go, you...
Fuck off! That's not fucking popped! That's not popped!
This is surprisingly hard.
4 seconds remaining. 3, 2, 1, stop!
Fuck off!
That's well
not
hard.
Even worked! That's rigged!
I didn't even get halfway through mine.
Hey, how many did we do?
I don't know.
Not enough.
Not enough.
That's bullshit.
You've got half of them remaining.
What,
that went
there?
So quick.
I'd say, I thought 30 seconds ain't long.
Got one left. So what happens
if they didn't
pop?
Go? I've got one on the floor.
They haven't popped, mate, have they?
That's not popped.
Four, five.
That's popped. Really, to be honest.
Two.
Them not doing it is kind of a birthday present
four,
to me. Like,
five,
like, I relish more in the fact that they haven't done 12, it.
7, 8, 9.
13, 14. I like how they were thwarted by the Poundland poppers as well. They were just like, now the strings have come out.
Cheap ones, mate, should you?
I've only got 17 left.
I got 11.
So, hang on.
You only did 11.
Six,
yeah,
so
that one didn't pop.
That's not even a good pop per second, is it?
I know. I struggled on two of them. They won't go.
He's only
done
11.
He's done 11. You've got 13.
How many did we need?
60.
51. To
I've
match.
Got 32. Can
There's
we have it anyway?
Near.
Can we have it
I
anyway?
Thought you only did 13.
No, I've got.
No, I had 13 left.
Yeah.
And well, you've got three unpopped on the floor as well.
11, yeah. I think.
Don't count them. That's got vigorous, isn't it?
Fuck off, man. I really don't like them.
Yeah.
I'm really not a fan of them.
Other way.
Oh, yeah, I got that one.
Hey! Other way.
It's good, that.
Hey!
They are really anticlimactic, aren't they?
Yeah. Right, we've got what have we got next, Jack?
It's birthday! Woo! Let's not go. Go, you dick! There we go.
I barely stop it, please. Stop it. This is not a present.
That
this is not
broke.
A birthday present. Alive.
Chinese. Error.
Whoa.
At least let me do one for my birthday.
Don't do some poppers.
Do one.
Let's do poppers.
I'm covered in stuff. Do you want to go?
That's
go
just,
have a couple, mate. Treat yourself.
Just started a fire.
Whoa. Ow! Fucking Jesus!
Sean, this is premium podcasting.
Yeah.
Fuck. He just blown up your phone.
Really
Charlie. Don't like it.
Double gammon.
No, just get them all done and then I can.
Bosh. How do you make it go further?
Yeah.
Are we done?
That was good. That I'm out.
Finished. Oh, there's still two more here.
Yeah.
This ain't got a string.
There's a lot of smoke.
It's good. That I like.
Careful,
that.
Careful, it might explode.
Oh yeah, how do you make
it? Smells like birthdays in here.
Right, okay, right. Is that my birthday over now?
No.
No.
Oh, no. Are we having what, a little
birthday.
Break and then a
No. Let's just we've only got two bits left, we might as well just do it.
We need we have a break for the advertisements.
Okay, well do you want a quick break or do you wanna go
was it the videos next?
Yeah.
Do you wanna get that done then the Thunderdome? The Thunderdome's a big section, let's do
so
this.
We're back to Peeves.
Yeah,
it don't matter.
It don't matter wherever you want to go. It's your birthday, you decide, mate.
I want to go home, really.
Boardroom? Let's practice in the boardroom.
Let's go boardroom.
Let's to the boardroom, yeah.
Look at the projector. Yeah. Right,
Utopia Project.
It's not done it again.
Shall I send it? Oh, you've done it.
There we
go. Okay. Look how fancy it is in there, mate.
Yeah. We do need the screen up.
Yeah.
And obviously we can hear the screen out of our packs now, can't we?
Yeah, it should do, as long as I haven't fucked up the buttons.
Oh, that hasn't gone.
Just double check. Yeah, it should be good.
So if you'd like to turn your packs up a little bit so you can hear, because there is audio for these.
Okay.
Tal's got a couple of little videos to show us. I've put them in order as well.
Do you want me to stop the music?
Yeah, stop the music. We've got a we've had some little video messages sent in.
Okay, am I going to do a cry on the podcast?
I don't think you'll do a cry.
Oh, God.
These are some of your greatest friends.
Are they?
So
is it them blokes from Africa again?
It's not. It nearly was, but it's not. Right, we have ordered you a proper one.
Yeah.
But it hasn't arrived yet because it was all very last minute.
Right.
So you'll get that when you get that, if you get that.
Okay.
Okay. In the meantime, we've had some listeners send in a few videos for you.
Okay.
Would you like to run the first track?
Run the thing.
Hoping this works.
Stand in front of the screen.
Might just take a minute. You have to open it as well. Because if you preview it. There you go, look.
Hold on, let me just see if I
can. Bring it down, it's down.
There you go.
I've done it. I don't know why that's not.
Okay, that's fine.
Hold on. No, it's cool, it's cool.
What do you need to do?
There we go.
There we go.
Boss.
Yeah.
Hopefully we can hear this.
Hello, boys. It's Alfred Biggleswade III, named after my father and his father before him here. Little Birdie told me, and paid me an obscene amount of money, that it was Chunk's birthday. So I thought I'd send you a little message to say happy birthday, Chunk. Hope you have a wonderful day. Nobody likes you. Everyone's your friend. And have a lovely day. I love you lots. I'll see you soon, hopefully. Bye.
But that's another one from Alfred, mate.
Yeah, that's good.
We've had another one as well. When it loads, drag it in. There you go.
Yes, it's my favourite, Sky.
Another one from Paddy. Paddy sent one in.
Evening to you, load of gobshites. Paddy Old Furniture here. I heard out through the grapevine that it was Chunk's birthday, so I thought I'd send you a message to say I've got you a present here. But to get it, you'll have to come out and fight me. If you don't, then you can fuck off and you can shove your present. If you do and you win, then you can take it, you dirty rotten shite, yeah? I'll hopefully see you soon. But
hopefully
let me know a time and a place, and I'll smash your fucking teeth then. Happy birthday. Love you lots. Paddy.
Oh, God. Oh,
that's one from Paddy, mate. And you've got one final one as well.
Yeah.
He looks weirdly like me, doesn't he? We have a doppelganger situation.
It's so weird.
Yeah. And then we've got the final one that we got sent in all the way from Russia.
Oh, no.
Hey, boys, Igor here. I'm in Russia now, but somebody tell me it's Jump's birthday. I said you super buck anyway, so you have super time. You should have some there. I'll see you soon. Lovely! And good time.
There you go, all the way from Russia.
What's strange about them is they all look like they've got similar bedrooms, don't they?
He looked like he's outside. You look like you're at some sort of fucking rave.
Yeah, well, he was. Did you not hear the music in the background?
True.
I think he must have been at a Russian hard bass rave or something like that.
Oh, God.
Well, that's there really nice.
There you go.
I did tear
happy
up a little
birthday,
bit.
Thank mate. You.
It's just nice to have so many people who work on the show, been part of the show.
Yeah, yeah.
They just love
that
me.
Want to love you, want to fight you, you know.
But loving is fighting, isn't
you're
it?
A Russian
you
know dirty bastard, yeah.
Oh, thanks for organising that, guys.
No problem, mate.
Any
time.
Appreciate it.
Anytime.
Lovely.
And when your proper one turns up,
we will
show you that.
Oh, yeah.
I'm dubious as to if it'll turn up.
Is it a black market one again?
No, it's a genuine one. I hope for the Lord and Saviour of all things brilliant that it turns up. and I hope it's as good as I want it to be.
Right, okay.
So, but you'll have to wait and find out anyway. Tune in next week, you find out.
And hopefully next week, Sharpie's birthday present.
From when was that, 2019?
July.
Yeah. July. Wow.
We're closer to it being a year than it, like, no, we're closer to your...
Yeah. Next birthday. Yeah. You might get it for your next birthday.
I'm still looking for
you know when it, you know when you said about that and we jokingly said you might get it for your next birthday. You actually might.
Yeah, yeah. The anticipation is building.
It's not worth the anticipation at all.
Yeah.
Because I said to Sharpie the other day about it that I've it's not even it's a bit of a joke present. It's a serious joke present, but it's not even a joke that we do on the podcast anymore.
No, no.
Or anything like that.
So. It's from ages ago.
Yeah.
It was from ages ago when you ordered it.
Yeah, it was. It was on the brink of like this won't be relevant.
And that was ages ago.
Yeah.
Oh, it's all right. It's the thought that counts.
What it is a used Johnny.
It's it's a book called How to Scam People, isn't it?
Yeah. It's a book called How to Make Your Friend Believe You've Got My Birthday Present.
Yeah. Well, it's an order form.
Good.
A pretend
birthday.
Invoice. Right, shall we have a quick break and then do the Thunderdome?
Yeah, man.
And you can have 5 minutes to get over your emotional videos.
And tidy up a little bit, maybe.
Nah.
Happy birthday
to you.
Utopia Project.
Now then, everybody, sorry for stopping the show. We're here to tell you about our special little Patreon. What can we get on the Patreon, Jack?
Oh, loads of stuff and things, man.
Yeah?
All the stuff and things. There's loads of episodes on there.
Yeah?
Secret episodes. You can come have a little watch.
Yeah? You get early access as well. You can come and be a Utopian. You can be a citizen for...
£3 a month.
You could be a governor for
£5 a month.
Or you could be an overlord for
£10 a month.
And you get loads of special little things as well. You get things sent to you in the post.
Yeah.
And we know where you fucking live, mate.
First class. Mail, baby.
Yeah. Loads of special things. You get early access on all the episodes. You get a free episode every week.
Yeah.
And we're doing little bits of specials now. We've done the pickle kit, haven't we?
Done the pickle kit.
Yeah. Done the special nose
gross.
Waxing.
Nose waxing, yeah.
And
piss ups,
we've got the Patreon piss ups where we get real pissed up and everything on the Patreon.
Everything goes really wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, we've got some other little specials as well on there, so go and check it. There's like 30 odd episodes on there already.
Yes,
it's worth a few quid,
isn't
it?
A lot of content in it.
Just for a little bit more of us.
Yeah.
You're right.
And you support the show. It means we can put that money into more things for the show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, if you subscribe for £3 and there's 30 episodes in there, what's that, like 10p an episode?
Yeah. It's the equivalent, really, of buying me and Sharpie a Bueno, isn't it?
Legit.
And you can watch us eat it.
Yeah. That'd be fine.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, go sign up to our Patreon, tuppod.com. All the stuff is on there.
Do it. Nonce.
Utopia Project.
Oh, we've still got everything running.
Fire.
Get rid of the cards.
Yeah, Slash is up there as well.
Big one. Gone. See you later.
My Slash there.
What, can you get rid of him, Tap? There we go.
Bye.
Slash has been slashed.
Right, so for those who haven't watched or listened before, what we're doing in the Thunderdome is I give the boys a category. Sometimes they go rogue and just do it themselves, like today. And then we decide... Well, you'll bring one, Jack will bring one, and then we'll decide whether it's in or out.
Get yourself a paddy hat from the paddy hat drawer.
Thank you, mate. It's like an Easter bonnet, isn't it?
Yeah, there you go.
Thank you, mate.
Birthday hat.
Yeah, so...
Makes me
what's
think
the
of ducks.
Category, boys?
Of what?
Ducks.
Why?
That does. I don't know. Something to do with Easter, I think.
Okay. The category is... Podcast host... / presenter.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Who's going first?
Who would you like to go first?
I've gone with Dan Nightingale.
So okay. We'll get it. Yeah. Do you want me to go first or do you want to go first?
You go first.
Okay. So. I am ready.
Your time. Sorry, I'm just in. I'm in shock. So you have to. Your time, Jack, starts now.
Thank you. He was born on the 20th of January 1990. He is a whopping 5 feet 7 inches.
Do you know about that?
Around.
Get off you.
He has a grand total of 4 cloves. But as a stark contrast to that, he owns 52 different hats.
Yeah.
And only wears one.
All right.
I've only got one head.
He once told me that if I lend him... He once told me... You're eating into my time. He once told me...
I've never said that to you.
He once told me that if I lend him 20 quid, he will give me 2 £5 back, and that's loads. He's probably best known for his day job of doing a draw on skin. He's managed to somehow steer this sinking ship for a whopping 5 years, nearly.
It's more like
it is, of course, the infamous Chunk Thorn.
Bosh!
I didn't think you'd go with him.
No. Yeah, it's supposed to be best go.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, notice he only said podcast producer, he didn't say best.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Podcast host.
Just bring a host.
Bring someone who's been on a podcast.
Yeah.
All right, well, so it's me.
It's you.
Yeah.
And we're going to send in a lovely picture of you to put up here.
I need to obviously update my Wikipedia. I own 6 cloves now.
6 cloves?
Yeah, 6 cloves.
I've been pushing the boat out. Oh, right, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and I can only wear one hat because I've got one head.
Yeah, yeah. Cool.
Yeah. Who have you brought, Shelby?
Don't know, girl. Right, I've got some words on here.
Are you ready?
Your time starts now.
This podcast host has a well-known brother. Episodes without this podcast host could be deemed offensive and not appropriate for the internet. Bullshit. My best skill is causing considerable stress for this podcast host, and I don't even try. This podcast host is unable to visually count rices and has never been to Uganda. When playing the popular drinking game, Never Have I Ever, when presented with the question, has a small child forcibly grasped your fruit bowl, he would have to drink. He would drink if the question is... What's that say? That's it. He wouldn't, that's it, yeah. He wouldn't drink if ever asked, have you been to Uganda? This podcast host is like a machine and operates on average 4 hours sleep a day, which is odd because most people sleep at night. This podcast would be fucked without him. I would have died about 8 times by now if I didn't know him. And in all seriousness, a small child did grab his fruit ball. It's Chunk's brother's brother, Chunk.
It's me again.
It's you again. Right, no. Who are we going to let in?
Dan Nightingale.
Should we pick a job for Chunk?
If you want.
Pick a job.
Some jobs, please, sir.
You fucking bastards.
It's like Tekken when you get two of the same characters but in different clothes.
Yeah, it's your birthday. There's
blue clothes, Chunk.
Yeah. And red clothes, Chunk.
You pick a job. For you.
I don't want another job. You've got too much to add
them to your list.
All right. Church pastor.
What, like tagliatelle?
Yes, it's a tasty snack for everybody during mass.
Yeah. I did see a TikTok the other day. It was a guy just eating...
church spangers, mate.
I did see a TikTok the other day. It was a guy just eating packets of the Body of Christ crisps. It's like, it's the pastor, man. He's like, I can't get enough of these Body of Christ, man. What's my third pack today?
Here's some fucking holy ravioli. Ravioli.
Why can't you buy Body of Christ in the shop?
You can, the guy did.
Because people would be too powerful, wouldn't they?
They'd be going around buying bottles of water to change into wine.
You can't give that out, mate. We'd be fucking eating bricks.
Well, discuss, lads. I feel like... I have got a dog in this fight, but like...
Well, yeah. I think Chunk's hat... is like church.
It does look like a...
Yeah. It's like church.
It's like church.
Like you would...
It's
would...
a nice... Oh, happy day!
Oh, I like that one.
I don't know, I can't do that in time.
You would be a big ones, wouldn't you, on that?
Yeah.
I'd love a church like that.
Yeah.
I'd go to church if it was all...
I reckon the pastor you'd make would be very nice. I do feel like it's very much...
What's that thing?
Church in the steeple.
Here is the church. Here is the steeple. Open the doors. And there is Chunk.
Open the doors and there's
molesting
kids.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very nice. I think you're doing all right job at it until you're bored. and then you just
I'd last a day.
You'd eat all the pasta.
I'd last as long at doing that. I think I would get maybe one more day than when I was at the potato factory.
I think
I get a text saying, "Do you want to work at RAF Waddington for 12 quid?" And I go, "Yeah, right."
I think there would be too many PDFs for your flock.
What?
Yeah, as a pastor, you have a flock, don't you, that you look after, whoever comes to your church.
Shepherd. Yes, yeah, yeah. You know, that's what they call it. Yeah.
No, it's not.
It is, yeah.
Like, that's one of
the shepherd looks after the flock.
Yeah.
Well, it's like a shepherd, and here is my steeple, and here's my sheep, and they're all people.
Yeah.
So you're a farmhand. You like farm sim, it's just church sim.
Church sim. Right, shall we? Stop doing word association with your own words.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
You literally verbalised the whole thought process.
Although church sim does sound fun.
Church sim.
God, we're
on here today.
I'm playing church sim.
Got a wedding to do.
My frog's got out, get him back. We're going towards the devil.
I got church sim. I got a christening at 6.
I can't go down the pub, lads. Got to do 2 hours of confessions.
Yeah. You can wear that tiny white TV. On
it's like
colour.
A really bad Teletubby.
But to be fair, that's where the telly would sit if I wore a Teletubby outfit.
Yeah.
It'd be pushed that much up, it'd be here.
But have you never thought you could wear robes like a Jedi? Because that is what
I
like.
Oh, mate, I kind of want to. I went through a phase of wanting to make robes my thing.
Yeah.
You know, like at the moment, I'm trying to make the hat my thing.
Yeah.
Like, I wanted at one point for robes to be my thing. Never bought any because I just didn't have
just
the courage.
Just because robes, you know.
But I was just like, I'm going to be a robe guy.
Yeah. But you could get robes, you could get that thing he does with the fucking the scents, don't he? You know, he does that with the.
Oh, and it starts swinging the smoke around.
Yeah, doing that. It's sort of like,
the last airbender.
I'm sure it's a cult thing, but it fucking looks good. I think you'd be good at, like, spreading the scents. The Lord's message.
Yeah.
Some oils.
Yeah, the oils, man.
You do speak a lot of voodoo. I do. Yeah. I have subtitled you. I know there's a lot of voodoo in there.
The power of voodoo. You've got the power of voodoo.
What is the sense of Jesus then? Is it like Lynx Africa? Or
yeah, it's got to be, isn't it?
Yeah.
No, I thought it's like
Lynx Jerusalem.
Yes, Lynx Jerusalem.
Be like Savage, because it's like I'm fucking Johnny Depp in them adverts. He's always digging in some desert somewhere, isn't he? He's trying to find fucking the holy man.
Weirdly, I've just thought about this. One of the cameos I found and nearly sent was Jesus Christ.
Oh, yeah, it was, wasn't it?
It's your Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I don't want to do that job.
You've got a job.
I've got a take on this. I think, right, who did you bring?
Who did you bring? Dan Nightingale. No, Chunk Thorn.
Oh, you brought Chunk Thorn, right. Yeah. So I think Chunk Thorn is pretty good with music, and I think he'd bring a nice musical element to the church, but who did you bring?
You could do it.
It was Chunk Thorn.
Right, okay. So I don't think he'd be very good at it. I think he'd struggle. Like, yeah, I don't know.
He's not really that way inclined,
yeah.
Is he?
No, I mean, he's been reverse nonce. That's not a good.
No,
that's not a good start to it. Church pastor.
No, yeah. I think a church pastor would handle it better, to be honest with you.
He's good at music, so you could just do a load of Slaves covers, and then it makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I'll be like, well. Gather round, flock, gather round. Yeah. You are not stuck in traffic! You are traffic! Fuck off!
And then Sharpie comes in with a boom, dum, boom, 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 boom.
Jesus, you are not stuck in a cave, you are a cave!
You are, he is risen!
I would like to do all the whole, like, you know, you grab their heads and
I'll do that.
The Lord is with you! The Lord gives the devil out!
I'd be careful with you doing that, though, because they wouldn't know if. Is he possessed or is it a seizure?
How much you're going to subtitle the fuck out of that.
Yeah.
Kind of clip.
I like that one of that guy's like, I'm not gay no more! I like women!
That's just you in the mirror in the morning.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not gay no more!
He reminds himself, just fuckers to work.
Yeah.
We say that on your wedding day, won't you? Come on!
You can do it.
I'm not gay no more!
Chicks, not dicks!
So, I don't know, you know. I think we might have our first ever loss. I don't think he can.
Yeah, we can't bring him in on that job.
You can't make a nonce a pastor.
Should we try another job and see what we can do?
Would you like to try one more job?
Another job.
Just quickly, if I pull this, will it blow my fingers off?
Probably.
I'm scared.
Should we not do that?
Oh, it's an undone, it's gunpowder.
Miniature tampon. String.
It looks like a mini tampon.
Don't put that in. Just pour a tampon out. Bang!
I do like this one.
What's that?
The voice of lifts.
The voice of lifts.
/ elevators.
The voice of lifts.
Yeah, it's like going one. Down.
You're going down, mate.
The voice of it.
Go down, mate.
Doors closing, hurry up.
Mind the gap.
Yeah. We're gonna get
you're not
higher.
Stuck in the elevator, you are the elevator.
Somehow
the lift man giveth, the lift man taketh away.
Yeah.
I don't think it would be very good.
We're trying to build utopia here, man. Can we seriously let that pass?
What?
Drunk as the elevator the lift voice man. Yeah.
You've been demoted from overlord to lift voice.
Let's release that.
I'll let the lift voice slide, but I don't want him in.
One more job.
Shopping centre Santa.
Definitely not. You are not allowed that close to kids. No chance.
Come on, sit on my lap.
Come on, sit on my lap. Before, talk about the first thing that pops up.
My dick. What do you like from Santa's sack?
It's not a fruit.
It's had an uplift. Yeah. It's fine.
It is. It's fucking
Santa's fruit.
Testy
bowl.
Tuck.
Testy good tuck. For your kids. That was it.
It's come good for your kids.
Come and taste it. Come and have a lick of Santa's fruit bowl.
It's going in the fall later. Wash it off.
Yeah. I think.
Can I have a job in Utopia, please?
No. I think the lift voice. We going lift voice? What do you think?
I kind of want to be our pastor, to be honest.
Just be pasta, like a fucking tagliatelle.
I look like a smashed lasagna anyway. Like, I don't want to be pasta no more. I want to be.
You're going to be pasta, you're going to be in a meal deal.
I want to be a preacher.
You're going to be in a meal
get
deal.
Around. Let me tell you a story.
It'll be a meal deal, and you're going to have a fucking protein bar and a banana.
That's what I did the podcast with.
I'm a potato, actually.
Did that go in the bin?
Yeah, it went in the recycling.
What did you throw?
A pie fucking popper.
Yeah, I went, bosh!
Oh.
You can't do it again.
No. Everybody gets one.
Right, so
Chunk
Chunk is being let in so that he can be the pastor.
You're gonna
be
pastor. He's going to come in, do some slap bass,
yeah.
And then he'd be like, yeah, hail Lord!
Hail Satan, be gone! Satan, be gone!
So Chunk is, we're welcoming Chunk in as the pastor.
Yeah.
I'll allow it.
Allow it.
Welcome yourself in.
Yeah, but the thing is, we've got to put the other one in the volcano now.
Red clove.
Which one are we letting?
Red clove Chunk or blue clove Chunk?
Well, it's got to be blue. Red screams anger, doesn't it?
To be fair, our fucking religion is utopia, so you kind of just send the same seat.
Yeah. I'm like, yeah, gather around, children.
Yeah. Let's listen.
Yeah, yeah. Let me tell you a story.
Bosh.
Well, welcome
you
in,
like
Chunk.
A troll.
Thanks. welcome in,
that's
Chunk.
A bit nasty to him.
Welcome in, Chunk.
Thank you.
Blue cloves.
Blue cloves.
Unfortunately, red cloves. You are going to the volcano. Where is the noise? There you go. Thank you. Thank you, Chunk. You're not allowed to host a podcast, though.
I mean, I think I got away scot-free there.
Yeah.
Because I was expecting Chunk Thorn versus Jonesy.
Yeah, I never thought of
that's
that, actually.
That's what I was expecting.
Right, we're going to re-record this episode.
But I'm kind of glad...
Right, just leave it till afterwards.
Leave your tampon alone. It's a nose tampon.
Blow it up without blowing my fingers off.
Well, just...
Oh, I've done it. There you go.
No fingers now.
Yeah,
no
mind.
Lord, give me my fingers back.
There we go.
Yeah, so Blue Clothes Chunk is in, Red nice. Clothes Chunk is out. Gone.
Bloody glorious, lads.
There we go.
Just a little special shout out. He went a bit soppy.
He did go a little bit soppy, didn't he?
That was real nice, mate.
It's not my fault a kid fondled your fucking balls.
No, not that bit. I'm over that now. No, he was nice, wasn't he?
It was a bit nice.
Yeah, saved me life like eight times.
Yeah.
More than that.
No, it's a lot more. I'll be long dead.
That's just this week.
The thing is, all I do to my room is go, I'm not proud of you.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, Dad. I mean, John, please be proud of me.
Please, please.
No, Pastor, please be proud of me.
Don't be proud of me if I decide to carry on living and make sensible choices.
Yeah. It's the only reason he works at my shop now. That's his confession.
So you can keep an eye on him.
He comes and we have a little booth. He sits one side of the curtain.
Chunk, I've done it again.
This is why I get confused all the time.
Forgive me, Chunk, for I have sinned.
This is why I get confused all the time, because it's like, no, be sensible. I'm not proud. Okay, but on the podcast, it's like, no, got to be silly. Oh, I'm silly. No, not that silly. Oh, fucking hell. Right, what do you want?
Come on, make your father proud.
How do you be proud of me?
How do you be proud of me?
15 party poppers for you.
It's not enough, boy.
The string's broke, it won't me.
It'll never be enough.
It'll never be enough.
What song's that?
It's Never Enough off of
Greatest Showman.
Oh, that's about ugly people like you and all, isn't
the
it?
Greatest Stiltskin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for that, boys.
No problem. Happy birthday. Happy. Was going to be better, but your present didn't turn up, so maybe next time, eh?
Yeah, but you have cobbled, like, what the fans didn't know is that this wasn't meant to be this show originally, was it?
No.
This is going to be a different show, which plans changed last minute. So, well done, lads.
Thank you.
Why couldn't you have done this amount of preparation to the Jesus Take the Wheel episode?
We did. It came out very well.
It didn't. Because you still need little Father Chunk here. That sounded like it came a bit keen, mate. I'm gonna make a stick.
So you've seen that video, the kid has got the fucking bug on him and he's like, breathe! And he's like,
Yes.
Breathe.
You had a good time.
I've had a good time. Thank you, mate.
No problem. Anytime.
Thank you, boys.
As long as it's your birthday.
It's nice to be Stop. You children.
Sorry, I stopped.
Tal's rigged his own explosive. He's got a fucking IED. Watch out for landmines when you go out there.
That fall apart.
So if you've been affected by things in the show, we have the call line for help for heroes down the bottom.
That's British weaponry, that, isn't it?
It's terrible.
Right, stop now, everybody. Can we all stop now?
Okay, we'll stop now.
Can we stop and behave?
Sorry, Pastor Chunk.
It's Father Chunk.
It's Spaghetti Chunk.
Oh, that sounds wrong, doesn't it?
Sorry, Tortellini.
Here you go. What's for tea, Mum? Spaghetti Chunks.
Oh, I don't want it.
With fizzy bread.
Can we make pasta shapes of you?
Fuck off, it can be scaled down.
Anyway, end the fucking show.
Why?
Man, I'm bored of you.
Show, man.
You've had enough birthday now. You've had enough birthday now. Stop it.
Yeah.
Stop flicking stuff at me.
Thanks for coming along. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe, and all that jazz. We're really. Want to push the subs on YouTube at the minute?
Yeah, push the subs. Push the subs.
Because like the stats say that you're watching, but you're not pressing that button. All right,
it's a little click, innit?
Yeah. It's been a fun one today. Thank you. Happy birthday to me.
No. Sure.
Okay.
Not your birthday.
So
who told you it was your birthday?
My mum.
No.
You celebrate your... ever thought though, like your parents could have just kind of lied.
What, like you're not even alive?
No, but like
you was born in March.
Yeah, you could have just changed it by a few days, couldn't you?
Yeah, you could never know, innit? That's pretty mad. I don't like my birthday.
July.
Number 28 is good as well.
Litlin got mad. Elsie got mad because
I thought you were talking about Sharpie.
The little one's mad.
Oh, my God, I'm massive.
Shut up, you big protein bar. The Nana's trying to talk.
It's okay, he's the potassium.
Yeah, she got mad because obviously it's been Rudy's birthday.
Yeah.
And she went, you know what, I'm beginning to think that I don't like other people's birthdays because I don't think it's fair that I don't get anything. I was like,
that's brilliant.
I was like, I agree. This was the whole Captain America, he's out loud, but he's right.
Yeah. Oh, that's good.
Yeah, so yeah, thank you very much. It's been a fun one. I hope you've enjoyed it. Back to relatively normal proceedings next week, boys.
Yep.
When you stop messing about.
I'm just making more mess.
Yeah. Really satisfying to throw. Carry on, sorry.
Have we got any announcements?
Don't think so.
No, I don't believe we
So just keep pushing it, and then we'll keep pushing it.
Yeah.
Everyone's push a pee, isn't they?
Got a big record coming up in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Yes, we do.
Stuff and things.
Tom? The free Patreon stuff.
Free Patreon stuff. Yes. Yeah. So, go on the Patreon. We don't even want your money now. Just go on there. It's free. And we've got loads of behind the scenes and bits and bobs, and you can talk to us directly and all that.
Yeah.
Well, there might have been a mid-show ad. Don't know. But there'll be more about that in the coming weeks.
Yeah.
Lovely job.
Happy? Fucking
very happy.
Final thoughts?
Final thoughts. Yeah, what the fuck is... ties, man. What, they're unnecessary, aren't they?
Final thoughts?
Let Sharpie know in the comments.
Let me know
in the comments, right, what the purpose of a tie. I thought about this the other day.
Oh, right, that makes more sense. Cause I thought you said tyres.
No, tyres for cars.
I don't
go into their jurisdiction. Like, they can stay where they are. I want about tyres.
About times tyres will come in your shop and you'll be like, you're out of your jurisdiction.
You're fucking out of your depth, son. No, fucking tie, what's that about? Why do we tie?
Fancy bits, isn't it?
Why do we tie? It's my just, tie?
Does nothing, doesn't it?
Jack, final thoughts?
Blancmange.
Just sticking with it.
Yeah, you make me panic every time when I can't think of anything else.
I'm Junkie Dean, I'm John each and every week. Bye, Jack Blancmange!
Yeah, Jack Banana, actually, thank you.
I'm Junkie Dean, thank you very much for coming along.
I've been Jack Magic, we'll see you on the flip side.
I'm the Permanent Sharpie, permanent as always. See you on another episode.
Love you, bye! And this has been the Utopia Project. Goodbye!
Get on me fucking skin.
Breathe!
Welcome to Utopia. Please make yourself at home.
It's the only place on earth where you can bitch and moan.
There's something here for everyone to make you feel quite great.
Just as long as we've already let it through our gates.
This is our dreamland. This is Utopia. Yet another little podcast for you. This is our dreamland. This is Utopia.